It looks like most of the oil spilled in the Gulf is gone.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. BP says its latest move to cork the Gulf oil leak is working so far. Engineers are getting ready to permanently plug the well with cement. And Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us the damage from the oil might be less than feared.
Three-quarters of the record-breaking 5 million barrels of oil spilled into the Gulf is already gone. That's according to government scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The credit goes to skimmers and burn-offs, chemical dispersants, and Mother Nature, says Peter Kemp of Petroleum Intelligence Weekly.
What we're seeing now in terms of these very encouraging figures about the amount of oil which has either been collected, dispersed, or broken down naturally in the warm waters of the Gulf puts the overall long-term impact of the spill in a rather different perspective.
This might trim BP's bill for cleanup and compensation going forward. Much of the Gulf is already open to fishing again, and most beaches are clear of oil, at least on the surface. But government scientists point out 25% of the oil is still out there somewhere, sunk into sand and sediment or floating around as tar balls, where it could affect marine life and the fishing and tourism industries for years to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Intel, the world's biggest maker of computer chips, has settled an antitrust lawsuit filed by the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC will release the details today. AOL said this morning it lost more than $1 billion in the last 3 months. That's because of an accounting charge it took when it sold part of its business and figured in its depressed stock price. And I wonder if AOL watched sadly this morning as its old partner, Time Warner, said it made $500 million. Let's do the numbers. European stocks are down about 0.5% this morning. Investors seem to be impatient with our so-called recovery. Asian stocks were mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 38 points, about 0.33% to 10,636. U.S. companies are planning more layoffs. We got that word this morning from the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas. The company says the number of planned layoffs rose 6% in July. A war on plastic bags began 3 years ago in San Francisco when the city banned the bags from big supermarkets and chain drugstores. Now San Francisco might expand its ban to cover all retailers, as April Demboski reports.
The ban would mainly impact small business owners, but not all of them are against it. Dan Macarini owns a jewelry store and heads the North Beach Merchants Association. It's a group of about 65 local businesses. He says giving up plastic wouldn't be a big burden in the long run.
Initially it would. Like, I would have to get rid of some plastic bags here that I put jewelry or sculpture into, and I would have to replace those. But I don't think it's a huge expense.
But the American Chemistry Council opposes the expansion of the ban. Sherry Jackson is with the group's plastics division. She said she'd rather see the city focus on recycling programs.
We work with and encourage jurisdictions to take that approach, as opposed to less consumer-friendly approach of bans and taxes.
California may get even more anti-plastic. The legislature is now considering the country's first statewide ban on plastic bags. In San Francisco, I'm April Demboski for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
It's summer travel season, and the roaming is easy. Too easy, in fact. Here with a story of smartphones gone wild overseas is Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a cautionary tale of a roaming midshipman.
In this case, he's a Navy ROTC midshipman. He goes on a training mission to Guam. He arrives. He sends an email to his superior officer saying, hey, I'm here, and forgets to turn off the roaming feature on his smartphone, which means the email and all the rest is going to keep downloading into the unit. He comes back to Southern California, and hello, there's a $1,300 bill waiting for him from Verizon.
Happened automatically. He wasn't calling people overseas. This must happen a lot. Don't cell providers give you a break when that happens? You made a mistake.
they will oftentimes waive at least a portion of the bill, but it's a serious problem. In fact, in May, the FCC stepped up and said, we're seeing increasing cases of what they call bill shock, of people suddenly encountering these multi-$1,000 bills on their wireless accounts, primarily because teenagers are texting themselves silly and mom and dad have no idea how these bills are mounting up. So government officials want to crack down on this. The cell phone companies say we're sympathetic, but we don't think we need to go too far on the regulatory front.
Well, how hard is it? They could send you a text message, right?
Precisely, Bill. In fact, that's what the Europeans do. They will send you a text message when you're starting to go over the limits on your plan. They'll even cut you off if you're going over. It seems to me that what we need to be doing here is just simply more transparency about the usage. The cell phone companies say, look, if you want to find out how much data you're using, all you got to do is go online or call us. You do have the tools. This is true.
Grow up and learn how to use your cell phone.
Yeah, and there's a point to that. On the other hand, a lot of people just aren't going to be very proactive, especially if they're on vacation. So why don't we just simply have text messages going out at regular intervals saying, first of all, you're roaming. Second of all, hello, $100 right there. Try and nip it in the bud. Moreover, if you're on a family plan, mom and dad, the account holder, need to be alerted also. And why not this? Why not allow mom and dad to cap usage? If you go over a certain point, let's say $100 or $500 in data downloads, boom, you're cut off.
Kids, who do you think you are traveling overseas anyway? You're too young. LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And finally, Toyota has been accused of having sticky gas pedals. The company says drivers are mistakenly accelerating when they mean to hit the brake. Well, according to the New York Times, inventors in Japan and Sweden have a solution for the automatic car, a single pedal. To apply the brake, you push down. To accelerate, you swing your foot to the right. Of course, on long trips, you would be pressing your foot to the side for an extended period. Goodbye, gas brake confusion. Hello, cramp on the side of your calf. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.